And for the last time this year, Liesl van der Veste is in. Good morning.
Good morning and happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday indeed. What plans do you have for your leave, for your holiday?
I was hoping to get in some scuba diving. And we'll see with all the beach regulations and rules around the country.
Yes.
And some roller skating, definitely. The bug bit last week, as bad as I am at it. And just some rest, which is vital.
But you're staying local. You're staying pretty much in Cape Town.
Yes.
Not traveling to some other part of the of South Africa.
No, staying and enjoying what we have to offer.
Okay, fantastic. I can't remember the last time I had what's called a staycation. You know, where you stay at home for your holiday. I generally, whenever I'm on holiday, I'm
you like to travel. I know that.
I'm getting in, generally, hopefully, an aeroplane and traveling somewhere else, but that won't be happening this year.
So you'll have your first staycation.
Well, I'm working throughout December.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to take leave in the first quarter of next year. I will need to, and I will go somewhere within the province. So I'll get into a car, drive somewhere nice, probably with a beautiful view of either a valley or an ocean, depending on what the mood takes me. Wherever I am, I need to have access to very good food. That's all that matters.
Oh, that's not a problem in this province.
I must be able to just like take a short walk or a short drive if necessary and get to a place that just has beautiful, scrumptious food that I can't prepare myself at home.
You see, we're in the best province. We have that all to offer. That's probably why there's so many people coming here this festive season.
Exactly. Now, looking forward to 2021 and the trends in the world of fitness that we are anticipating.
I went down the spiral of looking at all the fitness trends for 2021. I do this to myself every year around this time just to see out of interest. And it's interesting to see what's going to be coming out. Loads and loads and loads of the trends, because you'll see different ones. The Australian Fitness Institute has their trends. Today.com had their trends that came out. Essence.com had their trends that came out 2 days ago. So it's interesting to see different trends and different predictions. And every year I predict one thing before I read the trends. And I normally
So what was your prediction for 2021?
For 2020, I have to tell you, I predicted virtual fitness. And everyone laughed at me. And I remember getting messages on the WhatsApp number saying, you're ridiculous. That's never going to take off. And then this year, I thought I'd see a rise on that. And the other thing that I did predict was a lot of mind-body exercise. So a lot of mental. I called it mental. I didn't realize there's actually a workout called mind-body exercise.
Okay.
And we're going to be seeing that. That's a big trend. So
beyond reading, you mean?
Because beyond reading. So
that's how I exercise my mind, right?
But
I
pick
up a book
true.
And I read.
But now it's a combination. We saw in lockdown, and about 2 years ago, we saw the trend of yoga being increasing, Pilates increasing. And during lockdown, there was a massive increase in trend towards yoga, mental training, and Pilates. And this year, we're definitely going to see a lot of trends gearing towards that. You're going to see more and more people picking up that. And it's not just about that. It's going to be incorporated in your actual routine and your workout. So when I trained at Heat House recently, the boxing Muay Thai studio, at the end of your workout, you actually have a 5-minute mental and mindfulness cool down. So we're going to see a lot of trainers and a lot of group exercise classes virtually and in real life going towards that. So you won't just have your full-on workout, high-intensity interval training. There'll be an element of a mental or a mindfulness brought into your practice as well.
When I was still going to the Sports Science Institute of South Africa in Newlands, I was afforded 4 sessions with a sports psychologist, which to me didn't make sense at the time.
Yes.
Because you would think that a sports psychologist would work on a Siya Kolisi, for example, right?
Yes, just or Chad Leclerc.
Just to unlock that last bit that they can just, you know, go faster, go further, and all of that kind of thing. But it's amazing how valuable it is for someone like you and me who are not trying to get a gold medal, but just to understand what are the blockages, if you like, that stop us from doing 5 more minutes of exercising or walking another kilometer or running another 5 kilometers. And once you process that, actually, the world is an oyster. So I would strongly suggest a session or two or several, quite frankly, with the sports psychologist as well, particularly if you are serious about your training.
Absolutely. And someone suggested it to me this week as well. And I'm a back runner. I'm one of the slowest. And I said, it's not going to work for me and it's going to be a waste
There's
of time.
Value for everyone, I promise you.
And now you're the second person to tell me how valuable it is for weekend warriors and backrunners. We don't actually realize how much stress we put onto ourselves in our everyday lives, not just through our training. So from a mindful and a mental point of view, that can definitely aid, and we'll probably see a rise in that as well.
Simply because I mean, for me, pain was pain, right?
Yes.
This notion that you can overcome it, I'm going, nah. That ankle is not going anywhere. It is just telling me it's going to get stuck. But it's amazing the tools you can learn to just literally go, you know what? Yes, my body is fatigued, but I can actually go for another kilometer or two or 10, however many that one needs to go and do. Really
and,
valuable.
And they'll be bringing in visualization techniques, which is also quite a big trend for next year. So, and I'm sure the work that you did through the sports with the sports psychologist is visual work, mind work, and mental work. So, definitely something that we're going to see a big rise in trend in 2021. Interesting to see how it will come up in South Africa and how that training will be incorporated in group exercise classes.
So what else are you seeing in the forecast?
So the other thing that I am seeing is a lot of wearable technology, but a lot of people are also predicting that you'll actually just take your wearable watch off and just enjoy time in nature.
Yes.
And not actually watch how many calories you're using, how far you went, and actually taking a break from technology and just going to enjoy and be honest with yourself, work out your 5K route and just honestly go and work towards it without your technology. But the Australian Fitness Institute's top 10 fitness trends predict that number one will be wearable technology. So with that trend being number one, you're still going to see some detach and people just actually switching off technology, their fitness technology. The other thing that I'm seeing is virtual fitness still making it into the top four. There's going to be no change towards that. A lot of people said to me, Liesl, are we seeing virtual fitness end in 2020? No, the rise of the numbers that we're seeing in terms of COVID, definitely it's still going to be a big thing on the cards. And a lot of the South African apps such as FitKey and MindBody, which are the online apps where you can book for different fitness studios and different group exercise classes in real life, they are still offering the virtual classes. And we'll see a hybrid of the both. I suggested a hybrid class at the beginning of this year and people laughed. We'll see a hybrid class, which is a combination of Africa. You'll be in the class doing a workout. I'll be watching from home and working out. So you'll still have the numbers, you'll still be in the group, and you'll still be doing that workout.
I'm certainly seeing a combination of both, where on some of the days I'll do a virtual class in the comfort of my lounge, for example, and then some of the days I will then go to a gym, because we're seeing the numbers of COVID-19 going up again, and I'm hoping we won't get to a point where we have to close gyms, but we actually have to be careful about how frequently are we at the gym and how much time are we actually spending at the gym. I mean, the protocols are extraordinary, as you know, the things they do to make sure that there is no COVID-19 in the gym. Fantastic. Absolutely don't question that. But if you choose to stay at home because you don't really feel safe, there will always be the option of an online training program.
Absolutely. And I must compliment the gyms. We spoke about this numerous times here on Fridays. The gyms have really gone all out to make sure you feel comfortable, make sure you feel safe. And just yesterday, Virgin Active sent an email out just to remind everyone about the fitness protocols, fitness safety protocols that are on offer, and reiterated again, no mask, no entry. And the amount of times I've arrived at gyms where people have tried to come in without masks on, yeah. I'm glad they're making that a stance. And just remember, the people that are sitting at the front desk, the safety officers, the receptionists, that's the rules that have been put down to them. Don't be rude to the trainers or to the reception staff when they tell you can't enter. I've seen this time and time again. It's for everyone's safety.
What are you going to be doing in 2021?
I've seen a rise. One of the trends is lunchtime workouts, and I never get around to working out at lunchtime. So that's
You don't need to work out at lunchtime.
No, I just want to. I want to try different classes at lunchtime. I want to break it up, and because I'm always a morning training person, I hardly train in the afternoon or around lunchtime. So it's something I want to do, something different, and I challenge everyone to add a different element into your workouts. Don't just stick to your same plan that you did for 2020. I'm just going to go to the gym and lift a few weights. Add some different elements into your routine and research. South Africans have come up, and especially the trainers in South Africa, have come up with some incredible online classes. We've also seen a great fitness show, Five Color Fitness on Supersport, renewed for a third season, which just aired. This started airing again this week. So people are going to be training at home. They are going to be enjoying their workouts and try something different and just have fun. Don't take it so seriously.
Well, have yourself a wonderful festive season, and I will see you in the new year.
Thanks, Africa. You too. Have a blessed festive season.
Liesel van der Westhuizen, and as always, we'll be sharing not only this podcast, this conversation we've had, but also links to some of those trends that she has been accessing. Read up as much as you can. Speak to your personal trainer or someone, and a healthcare professional, actually. That might be an important conversation as well, before considering an additional thing. But like she says, think of doing one new thing, at least for 2021, to add complexity and dynamism, if you like, to your exercise routine.